Hello and welcome to our program. We're here with another broadcast in Revelation. We're reviewing the first section of the book of Revelation. We'll be looking in chapter 2, verse 8 to 11. Have your Bible ready if you can. Back in the first part of the book of Revelation, reviewing something we've looked at before. And as we mentioned, the dictionary definition of review is to make an assessment or examination of something with the possibility or intention of instituting change. And so as we look at this portion of Scripture, let's let this portion of Scripture look at us. And if there's anything we need to change, let's change it. I'm reading today, beginning in verse number 8 of Revelation chapter 2, and it says, "Unto the angel," and of course you know that means pastor of the church, "in Smyrna write these things, saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works, and tribulation, and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer, and behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death." We're going to look at this in a moment. Before we do, listen to this very encouraging message and song, "The Bible Stands."
The Bible stands like a rock, undaunted mid the raging storms of time. Its pages burn with the truth eternal, and they glow with the light sublime. The Bible stands like a mountain towering far above the works of men. Its truth by none ever was refuted, and destroy it they never can. The Bible stands though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. The Bible stands, and it will forever, when the world has passed away. By inspiration it has been given, all its precepts I will obey. The Bible stands every test we give it, for its author is divine. By grace alone I expect to live it, and to prove it and make it mine. The Bible stands though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. Yes, the Bible stands.
Well, we've seen in our previous message that the pastor at the church of Ephesus was doing a great job. Nevertheless, it says he had left his first love. Here we have a church that just has commendation and no condemnation. This one here in Revelation chapter 2, verse 8 to 11, talks about the pastor who is faithful and the people who were faithful. And we read here that the Lord said in verse number 8, "I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan." Now, we have a problem here in this church, and that is that false prophets were influencing the people. To be false is not according to the fact, and the fact is whatever the Bible says, whatever God says, those are the facts. We need to face the facts. Well, this pastor is willing to do that. They were influencing the people, and he's not going to let that happen. To influence is to change the character, development, and behavior of someone. Our character is what we are. Our behavior is what we do. And we will do what we do as a direct result of what we are. And then, of course, development. The Bible expects us to have spiritual growth, and the devil's going to have those in the church, if we will allow it, that will deter us from growing spiritually. So the false prophets were influencing the people, but this church had a faithful leadership. Leadership, that is the action of leading people. And this pastor was leading them the way God wanted them to be led. We read in the next verse, "And unto the angel of the church of Smyrna write, These things saith the first, and the last which was dead and is alive, I know thy works, and tribulation, and poverty." They're very poor, but, he says, "thou art rich." You're rich in the things of God, poor in the things of the world. He says, God said, "I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan." Then in verse number 10, he says there's going to be a temptation, that is a desire to do something that is wrong. And what is that? Fear. He said, "Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death." And then we see not only the temptation, but the triumph. He said, "I will give thee a crown of life." Well, we're living in perilous times today, and we need to just keep trusting the Lord. The songwriter has said, "I just keep trusting my Lord. Though the storm clouds darken the sky, keep in mind, He will never fail."
I just keep trusting my Lord as I walk along. I just keep trusting my Lord, and He gives a song. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, I just keep trusting my Lord. He will never fail. He's a faithful friend, such a faithful friend. I can count on Him to the very end. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, I just keep trusting my Lord. He will never fail. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth may pass away, just keep trusting your Lord as you walk along. Just keep on trusting your Lord, and He'll give a song. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, keep right on trusting your Lord. He will friend, such a faithful friend. You can count on Him to the very end. Though the the storm clouds darken the sky, or the heavenly trail, just keep on trusting your Lord.